Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We, of course, visit regularly with Congressman Dave Brad. He's one of the good guys. He's accessible like nobody's business. In all my years in the media, I don't think I've ever encountered anyone who is as accessible, who is an elected official, who's as upfront and honest as Dave Brad. And so imagine my surprise when I read about things involving Dave Brad and I think, God, that doesn't even come close to the truth. This story involving Dave and a couple of folks outside his office has now gone national, worldwide, in fact. Tim Graham, who's the executive editor of Newsbusters, a media research center, director of media analysis, has really taken it and run with it. And I'm thrilled to say Tim's with us. Tim, thank you for being here.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about what brought your attention to this seemingly non-event that turned into an event.
I was amused at the story the Times-Dispatch ran where they said that Dave Brad had sent an email to his supporters denouncing the lying liberal media for saying there were hundreds of protesters outside his office in Glen Allen. And it was quite apparent from the video from NBC 12 that it was a pile of stragglers. Maybe they got to 35. The single file on one city block.
Right.
And there on the screen, NBC had hundreds of protesters. And when asked about this by the Times-Dispatch reporter, they said, well, the organizers told us it was hundreds. Your cameras were there. Anyone watching your station can see there's like 36 people there.
Right.
And you're saying hundreds. This is what people find to be fake news. You are faking the number of people that are there. And then their defense was to say, well, there were some people in the shade that weren't on camera, this sort of thing. So, I mean, we just thought it was interesting from that perspective.
Right.
And then the congressman's response at that time, which they put at the very, very, very end of the Times-Dispatch story was, well, he's actually introduced legislation on this, on the matter that was being protested, which was the separation of illegal immigrants from their children at the border. Well,
right.
he had a bill that was similar to Ted Cruz's bill, which they buried at the very end. And so then when Brad gets his bill endorsed by Lamar Smith, who's chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. That's not news in the Times-Dispatch. And then we learn that they were said, well, that's interesting. Can we get a 90-minute interview? No, you don't need 90 minutes to discuss this bill.
Right.
And basically, the request there was, when I ask you about any number of things, you know, obviously, an everyday interview with a congressman is more like 20 or 30 minutes, usually on the phone.
Yep.
90 minutes says, we've interviewed all of your relatives, and we're going to really have a good story to ask you about. But it's just that idea that, to me, what annoys me is this idea of when protesters protest outside your office, that's news. When you introduce legislation, that's somehow publicity. The presentation of these protesters is always presented as citizens who want to meet with the congressman, not hardcore Democrats who want them defeated in November, and they're out on the street because, you know, it's the usual hat progressive brigade. And this is what I found when I was looking at this story was a big, huge story the Times-Dispatch did in February of 2017 about, oh, look at all these progressives getting out all of their rants against Trump on the street corner.
Yeah.
Again, this does not represent the average citizen. This is sort of the mistake that liberal media makes, is that they look and they see protesters and they present them as the representatives of the American people, even if they're not.
Let's talk about what you're doing at Newsbusters. Newsbusters is a must-read website for most of us because you see this day in and day out. You see it across the country. We in Richmond look at this, and again, whether you agree with Congressman Dave Brad on issues or not, there is nobody with a straight face who can claim he's not accessible, There's nobody that can claim he shirks interview opportunities. And as you point out, a handful of protesters, all of whom are involved in a deep-seated operation. This is sort of the Tim Kaine machine that's been deployed to target Dave Bratt. And what I found so interesting about this was that this small collection of people who, by the way, Tim, if you went to any other left-wing protest here in Richmond, it would be exactly the same people. You could name the very people who were there and go, oh, yeah, you went to that one. Jeez, I don't know what happened. I was worried about you. Maybe you had the allergies. You missed this one. But you recognize those folks. And as you point out, here, the Ted Cruz bill in the Senate, Ted Cruz reaches out to a local congressman, Dave Bratt, and says, hey, would you carry this in the House? Somehow, that's of no relevance to anybody.
Exactly. And this is the problem we have at the national level as well.
Yeah.
Is even if you have an impressive protest, it's still going to be 0.07% or so, 0.007% of the American people. And they have no problem saying, well, you can bring a million people to the March for Pro-Life, but that's not a protest. That's not news.
That's right.
The game that they play.
Yeah.
But when 35 people in can't show up, that's there. Well, front page, you know, and these are the kind of tactics that we try to underline. Look, I was press secretary for a few months to a member of Congress running for re-election way back in 1988.
Okay.
And you want to be accessible to people. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch at that point had endorsed the congressman's opponent in three separate editorials, so I think you knew where they were. But that's the trouble of, you're going to grant us access? Well, I'm going to try to grant you access, but I think everybody needs to understand.
Yes.
You are not the representative. We have to underline this for people.
Right.
This is the game they play on the national level. If you oppose the media and you say that they're not representing the people, then you're anti-democracy. This is the CNN game. We are facts first. No, you're not. Anybody who watches you knows you're not facts first. Facts is not what you specialize in. You specialize in lots of partisan invective.
That's right.
That's where, for me, I just thought it was interesting that Dave Bratt was calling out the media, which in this case clearly was.
Yes.
Mischaracterizing the size of the protest here. As much as these guys all ran around making fun of Trump for saying his inauguration crowd was historic, well, these protest crowds were tiny, and they really should have been ignored. You know, I did a piece a couple years ago in 2016 when the conservative Catholics, there was like 18 of them outside of Tim Kaine's church saying this guy's not a real Catholic. The Richmond Times-Dispatch wasn't there. The Washington Post wasn't there. NBC 12 didn't send a camera.
Mm-hmm.
They said that's too tiny.
Well, we now know what the cutoff is. Apparently, it's 35. So going forward, I guess we'll know that. Tim, let me ask you a question very quickly on this matter. Here we are. We're chuckling about it, but you and I have been around the block more than a few times. And so we have seen up close and personal the operations and newsrooms all over this country. We know the bias that's endemic in the so-called real reporter ranks and the serious journalist ranks. But as we look at this bias now being exposed for all of America, do you find that it's something that is going to remain strong, or do you think people will go back to their ways of believing what they're hearing or seeing from these reporters?
I think we're in I've been here at the Media Research Center since basically the inauguration of George H.W. Bush. That day, I accepted the job. Yes, I've been around the block. The media has never been less objective or less reliable than they are under Trump.
Yes.
And I think people understand that. And that the debate that they're having there is, well, should we be extremely liberal and claim we're not biased, or should we be extremely liberal and just be open about it? That's the debate that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
They're not debating whether to be extremely liberal. They're basically debating, well, how obvious should we be?
Right.
And it's blatantly obvious for everyone. And so doing stupid ads about how you guys are bananas and we're apples. Nobody's buying your facts first. What they should say is CNN's motto ought to be panels first.
Right. Right.
You know, stacked with eight people that hate Trump. That's what they call news. They do a half hour on the same topic with the same eight liberals. That's Kellyanne Conway goes on and tells them to their face what they are.
Right. It's just a fascinating time in this country. Tim Graham, thank you for being here. Tim is the executive editor over at Newsbusters. He's the director of media analysis for the Media Research Center. If you are the one person listening who has not visited Newsbusters, you've got to. Newsbusters.org. It is a vital piece of the discussion. Make sure you visit it on a regular basis, Newsbusters.org. Our very own Dave Brad is front and center. A handful of people showing up outside of his office, treated as if it's a massive protest. And the worst part about it, here's Congressman Dave Brad, who is carrying a piece of legislation. It's the Ted Cruz bill from over in the Senate that would quickly reunite the children of illegal aliens with their parents. And somehow that's not news. But a handful of the same people who protest over and over and over again because they hate, well, just insert the name of the conservative there. That's who they hate. Somehow that was news. Anyway, Tim Graham taking the story, running with it. It is now it's a worldwide discussion, all involving our very own Congressman Dave Brat. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.